那我们一起来看今天的第一段经文。
So let us turn to the first passage for today.
是在以弗所书的二章第八节。
And it's in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 8.
那我为大家念。你们得救是靠着恩典，借着信心，这不是出于自己，而是神所赐的。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God.
那今天我想和大家一起来明白 grace。
So today we want to look at grace。
当然，这 grace 就不是站在我旁边的这一位。
Of course, I'm not referring to Grace who's standing right next to me。
我的爱妻 Grace。
Who is my wife？
而是在这里所说，二章八节以弗所说书所说从神而来的恩典。
But I'm referring to grace that is mentioned here. It's the grace from God。
使人经历到神救恩的这个恩典。
It's this grace that helps us to experience God's salvation.
那在我们去看圣经里面关于恩典的解释的含义之前呢，我想先带大家小心的去分辨。
But before we look at the biblical definition of grace in the Bible, I want to help each of you to carefully discern.
那现今教会里有一种很流行的教导。
Today among the churches, there's a very popular teaching.
那这种教导是错误的去传讲了神的恩典。
And it's a wrong teaching about grace.
那传讲的传道人或者是牧师，他们或许并不是有心去误导听的人。
And the pastor or preacher who preach about this type of grace might not preach a wrong grace deliberately.
但是由于这样的教导是不是忠于神的话语的缘故，所以结果会带来听的人有偏差。
But because this type of teaching is not biblically grounded, so the result is that it diverted from the true meaning of the Bible.
那结果反而妨碍了人去正确的去明白福音，去回应神。
And this then becomes an obstacle to people responding to the gospel.
出现一些危险的情况。
And this is very dangerous.
所以今天在我们一起看神的恩典之前呢，也想帮助大家小心的去分辨这种很流行但是是错误的教导。
So before we move on to look at this topic of grace, we want to first talk about this popular teaching that is wrong.
我们可以称这样的教导为廉价恩典的教导。
We can call this type of teaching, teaching about cheap grace.
那大家如果曾经看过一些的或者参加过一些的大型的布道会，不论是在电视上或者是在网络上。
If you've watched on the TV or maybe on the internet, those really big evangelical meeting.
那很多时候会听到这样的教导。
You might have come across this kind of teaching.
那是怎么样子的呢？
What is this type of teaching like?
那牧者会说救恩是一份的礼物。
The preacher or the pastor would say, well, salvation is a gift.
是耶稣在十字架上的牺牲为我们换取来的。
It's a gift that is achieved by Jesus' death on the cross.
那是神的恩典。
And this is the grace of God.
那神想把这个救恩白白的给我们。
God longs to give you this gift freely.
但是我们需要怎么做呢？
But what do we need to do in order to receive this grace?
我们需要伸手去接受。
Well, just reach out your hands.
那他们把信心比喻成这个伸手的这个动作。
And so they compare faith to this action of reaching out your hands.
那我们说，那信心是这个伸手，那要信什么样的内容呢？
So if we say that faith is just about reaching out your hands to receive the gift, then what are we believing in? What are we having faith in?
那牧者就会谈到你要信主耶稣为你而死。
Then the pastor would go on and explain, well, you believe that Jesus died for you.
那你要相信他三天之后复活。
And you must believe that he died and on the third day he was raised again.
那也要接受他做你个人的救主。
And you accept him as your personal savior.
那么你就可以领受神的恩典。
Then you can receive this grace from God.
就是神要给你的这个礼物。
And this is the free gift from God.
那这种廉价恩典的教导却不会谈到 一个人需要认罪悔改。
But this type of teaching about cheap grace doesn't mention much about repentance.
需要好像主耶稣所教导的，若有人要跟从他，就应该舍己去背起十字架去跟从他。
It doesn't talk about what Jesus told us. If anyone would like to follow him, he need to deny himself and take up his cross and follow him.
去做他的门徒。
To be a disciple of him.
那这种廉价的恩典的教导也不会提到在成为基督徒之后要过一个圣洁的生活。
And this type of teaching about cheap grace would not mention about the importance of leading a holy life.
那以上这些有代价的内容呢？都不会在这个廉价的教导里面去听到这个牧者会提到。
So all the above contents that involves a cost from us is not mentioned in this type of teaching.
廉价的恩典的教导所强调的是只要信耶稣就可以了。
So the teaching about cheap grace emphasizes or highlights the fact that you need to believe in Jesus.
就可以白白领受从神来的这样一份恩典，这一份免费的礼物。
That's all you need to receive this gift from God freely.
那这种廉价恩典的教导会带来两方面的错误。
But this type of teaching leads to two errors.
也是很危险的错误。
And they're very serious errors.
会误导所听到的人。
Which would mislead people.
那第一个危险就是会令人以为神的恩典是一个既然是白白得到的是没有任何代价的。
So the first danger is that people would be misled to believe that following God does not involve any cost. It's just a free gift that you get.
但这却不是圣经的教导。
But this is not biblical teaching.
圣经的教导是说神的恩典不论是对神还是对人来而言都是代价高昂的。
The Bible teaches that grace from God or from the point of view of God or from the point of view of the man actually has a high cost involved.
那第二个危险的廉价恩典的教导所带来危险的错误是
Sorry?
第二个危险的错误是
So the second error about this teaching about cheap grace is
那把神的救恩形容成是一个免费的礼物只要伸手去拿就可以这样的一个图画呢并不是圣经出于圣经
So again describing this salvation of God salvation from God as a gift you've getwithout any cost is not from the Bible.
那这样错误去形容救恩好像一个神乐意给我免费的礼物带来的反效果反而是去鼓励人去用自我中心的态度去回应福音。
And the danger is that it causes people to respond to God selfishly.
那想带大家看一个例子是发生在国内这几年很常见的一种类的新闻。
And I want to use some illustration to show you what I meant by people responding with a self-centered attitude.
那这样的新闻是国内常常发生的，最近一两年。
It's some news that we often hear in the past 1 or 2 years that happened in mainland China.
那新闻就是。就是一个卡车的司机他在公路上翻车了。
So a truck got overturned on the highway.
那这个司机载的是苹果。
So this whole truck was filled with apples.
20吨的苹果。
There are 20 tons of apples.
但是这些货物掉出来之后呢，那司机看到一群人村民来了。
But when the car turned over, guess what happened?A group of villagers rushed out.
那这个是司机。
So this is a driver.
他说呢，记者访问他，他说，我以为这些的人来，他们是来帮忙，没想到他们来是，跑来抢他的这个掉在地上的这些的苹果。
And when interviewed by the journalist, this driver said, well, at first I thought these villagers all came to help me, came to my rescue, but instead, one by one, they make phone calls and they were all like asking their relatives and everyone to come and steal or grab whatever apples I've got there.
因为可能掉在地上，他们就觉得是，可以随便拿，免费的。
Because the apples are all, you know, everywhere on the ground, so people thought it's free. You can just grab whatever you want.
即使这个司机他说啊，这是我的货，你们不要拿啊，都没有人去理他。
Even though the driver was, you know, calling out saying, "Oh, you know, these are all my goods. You know, it belongs to me," but no one responded to him.
那也好像这个司机说的，他们一个接着一个去打电话去告诉家人啊，这里有免费的苹果，赶快来，赶快来。
So like what this driver told the journalist, instead they were making phone calls to ask their relatives to come. You know, come quickly. The apples free of charge.
啊，所以总共这司机就失去了大概八万人民币左右的这个货物，就是大概9000英镑。
So this driver actually lost about 9,000 pounds of worth of goods.
那所以这个也帮助我们看到，当有这些免费的东西，很容易去鼓励人啊，用很自我的心去回应。
So this example shows us, like when there are free gifts, so-called, people actually are very self-centered. It kind of encourages this self-centered attitude.
那以下的时间我们会花一点时间来看这个廉价福音的这两个错误。
So now we're going to spend some time on these two errors about cheap grace.
那在分辨的过程中，我们仰望神，透过去看主的话语，我们去明白正确的恩典到底是什么意思。
And in this process, as we look to God, we want to understand clearly what the Bible teaches about grace.
那第二个错误，我们刚才提过。就是令人以为恩典是既然是白白的，那就不是不花代价可以得到的。
So the first error that we mentioned was that by saying that God's grace is a free gift, it leads people into believing that grace does not require a cost or a price.
但是让我们从人的角度去看，恩典，神的恩典。
But now let us try to understand grace from a human point of view.
从一个去开始去经历神的恩典，接受神的恩典，他的这个过程是怎么样子的呢？
Let us look at how a person experiences or receives salvation, God's grace. Look at this whole process.
那在主耶稣出来传道的时候，在马可福音1:14-15，这里说。
When Jesus first started preaching, we can look at Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 14-15.
马可福音1:14-15，约翰被捕以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣讲神的福音，说时候到了，神的国近了，你们应该悔改，相信福音。
Mark chapter 1, verses 14-15. Now after John had been taken into custody, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel."
那这是主耶稣出来传福音所说的，很前面的一个教导。
And this is the very first message that he was preaching when he started his ministry.
他教导人说，神的国近了，神的救恩来到了。
He was telling us the kingdom of God is at hand, and God's salvation is coming.
应该悔改，信福音。
So we need to repent and believe in the gospel.
那这里谈到一个人若是想经历神的救恩，那是需要从认罪悔改开始的。
So here it tells us that if a person wants to experience salvation, its starting point is from repentance.
那悔改对于一个人来说是容易的还是代价高昂的呢？
So repentance, confessing your sins, is it an easy thing or is it a costly thing?
那圣经所谈到的教导，关于悔改，是怎么样子的呢？
So what does the Bible teach us about repentance?
那圣经这个悔改这个字并不是单单指承认自己错了说对不起这么简单。
Actually, the word repentance in the Bible doesn't only mean to say sorry, to confess that you're wrong.
那圣经里面悔改这个字它的意思是心思意念上完全的转变。
Actually, repentance in the Bible means a whole change in your mind, your attitude.
对，心思
a complete change.
心思意念上完全的改变。
So it's a complete change in your mind, in your whole attitude.
就好像一个人他在走路。
So it's just like a person walking along the way.
他意识到自己走错了。
And he realizes he's actually heading the wrong way.
那他承认自己走错了。
And he admits that.
但是如果他继续走这条错路，那他会达到正确的终点吗？
But if he, you know, having admitted it, he keeps going on this wrong path, would he reach the destination that he's supposed to be heading towards?
是不会的，所以。
Of course not.
所以悔改就好像这个人发现自己错，不单单是承认自己走错了，那他也转过来往反的方向去走。
So repentance is like a person having found out he's heading the wrong direction. Not only did he confess or admits it, he actually stops going that way and changes his whole direction. So he turns around.
所以可以看到悔改是一个生命方向完全的改变。
That is to say, repentance has to do with a complete change in your life direction.
以前是在活在罪恶之中。
In the past, you used to live in sin.
那你想做什么就做什么。
You do whatever you feel like.
不怕得罪神，也不怕得罪人。
You don't fear God, you don't fear man.
但是当你真正的去悔改之后，就完全的去放下这样的生命的方向。
But once you repented of your sin, you actually put aside all this old way of living.
不再是过自我中心的生活。
You no longer live in a self-centered way.
而是过着去敬畏神，以神为中心的生活。
But you live a godly life, or you fear God. So you fear God and you live a God-centered life. So we just saw that to receive God's grace or God, the grace of God is actually very costly.
因为第一步就需要人去悔改。
Because the very first step requires us to repent.
那生命方向的改变是很花代价的。
And this complete change in your life direction actually is very costly.
不好像这个廉价恩典的教导说是你不用花任何代价，只要信就可以领受。
So it's no way like the teaching about cheap grace, where you don't need any cost on your part, and you can just freely receive God's grace as a gift.
那恩典从神的角度来说是很大的代价呢，还是很轻松的呢？
Now let us look at grace from the point of view of God. Is it very cheap without any cost, or is it actually costly?
那是否神用他的大能就很轻松的就预备好他想赐给人的恩典呢？
Is it a very easy thing for God to just prepare salvation for us without any cost on his part?
但是当我们去回答这个问题之前，让我们来看一看圣经里面神的恩典是什么意思。
Now before we answer that question, we will now look at the biblical meaning of grace.
让我们来看一段关于神的恩典重要的经文。
So let us look at an important passage about the grace of God.
在提多书的三章四到七节。
In Titus chapter 3 verses 4-7.
提多书三章四到七节，那我可以为大家念四到五节，请Grace 帮忙念英文六到七节。
I'll read for you in Chinese from Titus chapter 3 verses 4-5 and then Grace will read from chapter 3 verses 6-7 in English.
那第四到第五节，到了神我们救主的恩慈向他和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候，他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯 借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
Titus chapter 3 verses 6 to 7 Whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So, maybe we should start from the end of verse 5. It's talking about the Holy Spirit whom he poured out upon us.
我们留意第七节。
So now we want to focus on verse 7.
那是神的恩典使人可以成为公义。
It talks about God's grace, making us justified.
那经历到可以经历到神的救恩。
So it is God's grace that justifies us and helps us to experience salvation.
那从四到第六节是谈到神对人恩典的具体的表达。
And here verses 4 to 6 is a concrete expression of God's grace towards man.
那我们来看看神恩典的这些表达是什么。
So let us now look at this concrete expression of God's grace towards us.
那在第四节我们留意到神的恩典表达于他对人的这份的恩慈。
So in verse 4, we notice that God's grace is expressed through his loving kindness, his love towards us.
所以有两个，一个是恩慈，还有他对人所施的爱。
So there are two aspects mentioned here. First is about the kindness of God. Second is his love for mankind.
那第五节我们留意到神的恩典对人具体的表达是他对我们的怜悯。
And verse 5,we can see that God's grace is expressed through his mercy towards us.
那所以通过这一段经文又帮助我们多一点明白神的恩典是什么。
So through this passage, we come to a clearer understanding about God's grace.
恩典的意思就是神对人的恩慈、爱还有怜悯。
So God's grace involves or is expressed through his kindness, his love, and his mercy towards us.
所以看完这一段经文，我们看到恩典不同的体现。
So through this passage we can see the different expressions of God's grace.
但大家会不会觉得虽然都明白了一点关于恩典具体的表达，但是好像还是对于神恩典是什么不太的能够完全的掌握。
But I wonder if you have this feeling that yeah, even though through this passage we seem to be able to understand a bit more about graceYet you can't really grasp it very concretely still.
因为这里说到神的恩慈，他的爱，还有他的怜悯。
Because here it's mentioned about God's grace, God's kindness, God's love, and His mercy towards us.
都是神的恩典，但这些东西我们又可以继续问下去。那神的爱究竟是怎么样的呢？
So even though we know about these three aspects, but we can then press on and ask, so what is God's love or his kindness all about?
或者是神的怜悯是怎么样的呢？
How about his mercy? What is it about?
所以虽然我们又前进了一步，但是还是对神的恩典不能够完全很清楚的去明白。
So even though we've now moved a step forward, we still cannot grasp what the grace of God is about in a very clear way.
但是让我们接下来看一节经文。
But let us look at another passage.
在约翰福音的一章十八节。
In John chapter 1 verse 18.
约翰福音一章十八节这里说，从来没有人见过神，只有在父怀里的独生子把他彰显出来。
John chapter 1 verse 18. No one has ever seen God. The one and only Son, who is at the bosom of the Father, he has made him known.
那在亚伟天父的智慧里面，他借着耶稣基督去表明他自己是怎么样子的。
In the wisdom of Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, he actually uses Jesus Christ to express how he is like as God.
所以我们可以认识亚伟天父他是怎么样的一位神。
So through Jesus, we can understand how our Heavenly Father, our God is like.
那通过主耶稣他的行事为人，还有他的教导，我们可以观察到神他自己是怎么样的。
So through the teaching of Jesus and how Jesus lived his life, it actually helps us to understand more about God's character.
那如果我们想明白神对人的恩典是什么，那我们也可以看一看主耶稣他的恩典又是对人的恩典又是怎样子的呢？
So if we want to understand the grace of God, we can actually look at how Jesus expresses that grace. What is this grace from Jesus is like?
那我们来看一节经文是关于主耶稣的恩典的。
So let's look at a passage, a verse that talks about the grace that comes from our Lord Jesus.
在林哥林多后书的八章第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
哥林多后书八章第九节，这里说：“你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。”
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich.
那这节是很宝贵的经文。
This is a very precious verse.
帮助我们看到耶稣基督他的恩典。
That helps us to understand more about the grace of our Lord Jesus.
他对人的恩典是怎么样表达出来的呢？
So how does Jesus express his grace towards us?
这里说到他本来富足，却为我们的缘故成了贫穷。
Here it talks about how he was rich, and yet for our sake he became poor.
那因着他的贫穷，我们可以成为富足。
And it's because of his poverty that we might become rich.
那这里并不是在说物质上、财富上的富足。
Well, of course, here is not talking about material rich. It's not talking about being rich materially.
那其实这里特别是在说一件事情。
It's actually talking about a specific thing.
就是主耶稣在十字架完全的去付出自己的去牺牲的这件事情。
It's actually about Jesus giving of himself completely on the cross.
那耶稣基督跟神的关系是非常亲密的。
The relationship between Jesus our Lord and his heavenly Father is very close.
那他活出神丰盛的生命。
He lives out God's abundant life.
但他却愿意顺服神的带领。
And yet, he's willing to obey God.
他没有保留地去委身给神。
He actually obeys God without any reservation.
那也没有保留地将他自己给了我们，就是世人。
And similarly, he actually gives his whole life to us without any reservation.
他为人的罪去死在十字架上。
And he died on a cross.For our sins,
为我们去承担了罪的刑罚。
He took our punishment.
那他的身体为我们破碎。
His body was broken for our sake.
那他的血也为我们倾倒出来。
And his blood was poured out without reservation.
那所以耶稣的恩典是我们看到是怎么样子的呢？
So can we now see what the grace of our Lord Jesus is like?
其实就是。他对我们完全没有保留的委身。
It's actually God's total commitment towards us.
所以耶稣在十字架做的也帮助我们明白到神对我们的恩典是怎么样的。
So when you look at what Jesus had done on the cross for our sake, it helps us to understand how God's grace towards us is really like.
那圣经里面谈到恩典的时候，其实就是指到神对人的完全的委身。
So now we understand, whenever the Bible talks about this grace from God, it's actually God's total commitment towards us.
是没有保留的委身。
It's God's commitment towards us without any reservation.
不好意思，有一些
Sorry, there seems to be some technical problem. 。Seems like the power just suddenly went. So maybe we can just continue with
it. 好，不好意思。
Yeah, we apologize for the technical problem.
那其实圣经里面谈到神对我们完全的委身是他对我们的恩典。
So now we understand when the Bible talks about this total commitment is actually an expression of God's grace towards us.
那人对神没有保留的委身是称为信心。
Whereas man's total commitment towards God is what we call faith.
所以当我们这么去想的时候，再回到刚才开头的经文，以弗所书的二章八节。
Now, having understood this point, we can look again at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, the passage that we started off with.
那会发现这个是很美丽的一个图画。
You'll notice it's a very beautiful picture portrayed here.
那这里说到得救是靠着恩典，借着信心。不是出于自己，而是神所赐的。
Here it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing; it is the gift of God."
在这节经文，我们看到神他完全的去把他的爱去向我们表达，是没有保留的去委身给我们。
So now we understand God, His grace is expressed through His total commitment towards us without any reservation.
那当一个人完全也回应神对他的恩典，对他爱的时候，他也完全没有保留的去回应神。
So when a person then responds to God, to His grace, this person also, without any reservation, commits his whole life to God.
那神的救恩的工作就在这个人的身上去发动了。
So God's work of salvation, can start in this person's life.
那以下，那当我们明白圣经里面恩典的含义之后呢，就是神对我们没有保留的委身。
So after we have understood clearly what grace means in the Bible, the biblical definition, that is God's commitment towards us without any reservation.
大家是否可以认同也确信，神对待我们确实是没有保留的，这样子去委身给我们每一个人呢？
My question is, do you actually agree or are you convinced that Yahweh, our God, our Heavenly Father, indeed commits Himself to us without any reservation.
让我们一起来看一看几节经文，是圣经里面描述神对我们每一个人的委身。
Now we want to look at several Bible passages that talks about God's commitment towards us, His total commitment towards us.
在诗篇的139篇13节。
Psalms chapter 139, verse 13.
这里说我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中你已复辟我。
Psalm 139 verse 13, For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb.
那这里诗人感叹到神对他无微不至的这份的爱。
Here the psalmist is describing God's very tender care towards him, his love towards him.
在他还没有出生，还在形成的时候，神已经留意到他了。
Even before the psalmist was born, God was already paying attention to him.
在照顾着他。
God was watching over him.
所以，还未出生，神已经关照着我们，已经委身给我们了。
So we can see that even before we were born, God was already paying close attention to each of us, and He was actually already committing Himself totally to us.
那另外的节的经文是主耶稣对他门徒的教导和鼓励。
The second passage we would like to look at is Jesus' teaching towards his, for his disciples.
在路加福音的十二章六到七节。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 6 to 7.
路加福音十二章六到七节这里说，五个麻雀不是卖两分银子吗？但在神面前一个也不忘记，就是你们的头发也都被数过了。不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。
Are not five sparrows sold for 2 cents? Yet not one of them is forgotten before God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows.
那在这里，主耶稣对门徒提醒，去提醒他们，神对他们这一份完全没有保留的委身。
Here the Lord Jesus is actually reminding his disciples about God's total commitment towards them.
他叫他们不要惧怕。
Jesus reminds them not to fear.
那这里谈到麻雀。
Here here, sparrows are mentioned.
我们都知道麻雀是很小的动物。
We know that sparrows are very small creatures.
也不怎么起眼。
And is not very noticeable.
不像老鹰一样很威武雄壮。
It's not like eagles, you know, that's some really powerful and very easy to spot.
但是这里主耶稣说连这个小小的麻雀每一个他都知道。
But here, it tells, Jesus is telling us, even sparrow that's so insignificant, God actually knows every one of them.
亚伟神他是委身给他的受造物的。
So we can see that God, as a creator, is totally committed to his creation.
连人都不留意到的这个小的麻雀他都知道，他也不会忘记他们。
So even just a sparrow that's so tiny, so insignificant that we as human might not even notice, God actually never forgets about them.
那在这里也谈到，主耶稣也谈到一个令人觉得不可思议的事情。
And actually here, Jesus also talks about something that's very mind-boggling to us.
就是你们知道你们自己有多少根头发吗？
I wonder if any one of you here knows how many hairs you've got on your head.
我知道我太太常常说我的头发好像没有年轻时候那么多了。
My wife always tells me, oh, your hair is not as many as before when you were younger.
但我都说啊，有吗？
And I always respond, really?
因为从来没有数过。
Because I've never numbered my hairs.
但是这里主耶稣却告诉我们，神爱我们的程度是连我们自己所不认识，关于自己所不认识的事情，他都知道。
But here Jesus is saying that God loves us so much that to such an extent where even these things that we don't notice or we don't know about ourselves, God knows completely.
那这也去表达了他对我们这份很没有保留的这个委身跟爱。
So again, here we can see God's total commitment without reservation towards us and his love towards us.
我们是否知道也确信神是这么样子没有保留的去爱我们每一个人呢？
So do we actually know and are we convinced that God actually loves us this way without any reservation, that he's totally committed to us?
所以当我们去思想神的恩典的时候，会发现从神的角度来说，他去关照着他的创造物，他去关心着他所造的人是要花上代价的。
So as we ponder the meaning of grace, we can see that God having to show his concern towards his whole creation and showing his total complete commitment towards his creation actually involves a cost. It's a costly thing to God.
那他为世人预备在基督里的救恩。
And this salvation that he has prepared for us through our Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣他顺服神也是付出了给出了自己。
For Jesus, who through whom this salvation is achieved, actually, yeah, for Jesus is costly too because he has to pour out his whole life. He has to give of his whole life.
所以从亚当一直到现在，那神都是在人的历史中不断的工作。
So from the time of Adam, up till now, throughout history, you can see that God is constantly at work.
所以恩典对于神来说并不是随随便便很轻松的。
So you can see that grace is not just cheap grace. It's not to be taken lightly.
从神的角度来说都是这样。
Even from God's point of view.
并不好像廉价的福音的教导所说。恩典是白白的礼物，不花代价就可以得到的。
So it's not like the popular teaching about cheap grace, that grace is just a free gift that you can take without any cost.
所以恩典对于神或是对于人来说都是要付出极大代价才有的。
So whether to God or to man, actually in order to have grace, it involves a cost.
那在明白圣经恩典的含义之后，让我们来看关于这个廉价 恩典的第二个错误的危险。
So now that we've understood what grace is in the Bible definition, now we can look at the second error of this teaching of cheap grace.
那第二个错误呢，就是把恩典形容成一个白白的礼物。
So the second error is when God's grace is described as this free gift.
免费的礼物去白白赐给我们。
Is a free gift given to us without any cost.
那其实圣经并没有用收礼物这样的一个图画去描述神的恩典与救恩。
Actually, the Bible never uses this picture of receiving a gift when describing God's grace and salvation.
那这样的错误容易使人用自我中心的方式去回应福音。
And this error in the teaching would easily lead to a very self-centered way of responding to the gospel.
就好像最初我们所举的例子，这些掉在地上免费的苹果，当人去看的时候就起了贪心。
Just like the illustration we looked at the start, where when there are many apples on the ground and people thought they are free, so people all just acted very selfishly and grabbed whatever they could.
那来到这里想问大家一个问题，包括我自己。
So now I want to throw a question at each of you and also to ask myself.
那究竟我们成为基督徒，我们的目标是为了得到福音，还是为了神呢？
So for each of us, the reason for becoming a Christian, is it just for... I'm sorry.
是为了得到福音，还是我们的目标是神他自己呢？
So the goal of becoming a Christian, is it for the sake of the gospel, the good news, or is it for God himself?
是目标是为了得到救恩，还是为了神自己？
So is your goal to get salvation, receive salvation for yourself, or is it for God, to receive God?
廉价福音，廉价恩典这样的危险的教导，就是鼓励人用自我中心的方式去回应。他想得到这个救恩是为了他自己。
So the danger or the error of this teaching about cheap grace is that it encourages people to respond to this gift of salvation selfishly because it's all for himself, his own good.
所以我们也去分辨这样的教导的时候，也去很坦诚地问自己。
So as we discern this wrong teaching, we should also ask ourselves and be honest with ourselves.
那我们成为基督徒去回应福音的动机跟目标是不是只是为了自己呢？
So what is the motive and the goal of us responding to the gospel?
是为了自己得救，还是我们是为了回应神，去他才是我们的目标呢？
Is it just so that you can be saved? Or is it really to have this relationship with God, for God himself?
那对于我们来参加教会的慕道的朋友们
，And for all of our friends here who've come to church，
那你来参加教会是因为你想来寻求神、认识神，还是为了自己的好处呢
？So the reason you come to church is really to seek God, to know Him, or is it just so you can have your wish granted, have something good for yourself？
那也想用一个例子帮助大家深刻一点去明白这里所说的。
So I want to use another illustration to help all of us to understand or remember this more clearly.
有没有谁早餐喜欢吃这个早餐豆的？
So I wonder if anyone here likes baked beans for breakfast. No one.
没有，真的。
Lawrence was nodding.
只有 Lawrence 吗？
Oh, I like baked beans.
我觉得这个早餐豆是英国很特殊的食物。
So, baked beans is quite unique, well, in a way, to the UK.
以前在加拿大生活都没有尝过这样的滋味。
Actually, when I lived in Canada, we never had baked beans back then. Yeah.
所以来到这里就很喜欢。
So, after I came here, I tasted it and I really liked it.
那我们用这样的比喻，就是如果你早上想要吃这个早餐豆
So this illustration is to do with baked beans. So when you wake up and you have your breakfast and you want to have baked beans,
那会怎么做呢?
What would you do?
飞哥说什么?
So
啊，就是如果我们早餐想吃早餐豆，那需要做什么?
So if you want to have baked beans for breakfast, what is the first thing you have to do?
Turn on the fire.
Already?
已经开始开火炉了吗？那应该是不是要先找一个开关器呢？
Don't you get like a can opener to open the can?
因为我们不能用牙齿咬开这些东西。
Because we can't use our teeth to bite open the can.
那我们跟神的关系是不是就好像，我们跟开关器的关系呢？
So I wonder if your relationship with God is like your relationship with this can opener.
就是你其实你的目的是想得到这罐头里面的东西。
Your goal is to get what's inside that can.
就是罐头里面有救恩。
So it's like saying salvation is inside this can.
但为了得到救恩呢，那你需要，信神，需要跟从耶稣。
And for the sake of the salvation inside the can, I need to believe in God. I need to have faith.
需要跟从耶稣基督。
I need to follow Jesus.
那是否信神跟从基督就好像这个开关器？
So is following God or following the example of the Lord Jesus, or faith is like this can opener.
当你开过这个罐头之后，你得到救恩。
So once you've opened the can, you've already.Got salvation that you wanted.
那这个虽然你对这个开关器感到很感谢，因为没有开关器你就开不了。
So even though you are thankful for this can opener, because without which you won't be able to open the can.
但它不是你的目标，你现在就是很享受的去吃这个早餐豆。
But that is not your goal. So now you can just forget about the can opener and enjoy your breakfast, your baked beans.
那是否我们跟神的关系是好像？我们跟开关器的关系呢?
So is our relationship with God like this relationship with this can opener?
还是我们真的看见神对我们完全没有保留的委身?
Or can we actually see and understand God's total commitment and love towards us?
甚至连我们头发他都数过。
To such an extent where even our hairs are numbered.
那所以我们为了这个缘故，愿意没有保留的、完全的将自己去献给他。
And it's because of this that we are willing to respond to him also without reservation.
那我们目标就是神他自己。
So our goal is actually God himself.
那就不是为了自己得救。
So it's not just so that we can be saved.
所以如果我们的目标有偏差的话，那让我们谦卑的，快快的到神面前。
So if our goal is actually a bit off the mark, then let us humble ourselves and come before God.
求他去怜悯我们。
Pray that he will have mercy on us.
因为用这样自私的方法去回应神的福音，那我们是经历不到拯救的。
Because if we respond to the gospel in such a self-centered way, there's no way we can actually experience salvation in our lives.
所以如果我们的目标是错的，不是神他自己，那我们要谦卑求神去赦免我们。
So if our goal is wrong, it's not really God himself, then let us humble ourselves and ask God for forgiveness.
那也祈求他开我们的眼睛，可以看见他对我们每一个人的恩典跟没有保留的委身。
And let us pray to God to open our eyes so that we can clearly perceive his grace towards us and his love towards us.
所以我们做基督徒或者是来教会寻求神的目标是亚伟天父他自己。
So that we as Christians actually come to church to worship God is for his own sake, like really to have God himself.
那我也想分享自己的一个例子。
So I want to share from my own experience.
那记得当时候在加拿大上大学的时候是去到另外一个城市。
So I remember in my university days, I went to another city in Canada.
那当时候就去参加教会。
So I attended church there.
那去参加教会，我的目的跟目标是什么呢？
So, what was my goal, for attending church back then?
因为当时爸爸妈妈会几天会打一次电话过来。
Because at that time, my parents would call me every few days.
他说啊，这周有没有去教会啊？
They'd be asking me, "Oh, did you go to church this week?"
如果你说没有，他就说，哎，怎么不去教会啊？你要赶快跟哥哥一起去。
So if I said no, then they would be nagging me and like, "Oh, why didn't you go to church? You have to go with your brother."
然后他们就会去爱我的缘故去说很多的话。
So because of love, out of love, they would be nagging me, like keep saying a lot of things.
那如果不想听这么多，当时候觉得很烦的话，那怎么办呢？
So if I didn't want to hear so many things, so many words from them, what did I have to do?
所以当时候去教会是为了这个目的，是为了跟父母交差。
So the only way is to go to church. So going to church was just to please my parents, to make them stop nagging me.
聚会结束就第一时间就跟哥哥走了。
So once we finish worship, me and my brother would rush off.
所以这是一开始的情况。
So that was the initial stage of me attending church.
那很多人来教会有不同的原因。
Well, a lot of people come to church for various reasons.
那也有被教会里面弟兄姐妹彼此的爱这一份的美好所吸引的。
And there are those who were drawn by this love shared among the believers, the brothers and sisters at church.
那人向往善的东西，向往好的东西也是对的。
And it's a good thing, it's a right thing for us to desire what is good.
但是我们向往好的东西要去追问这个善的源头是来自哪里。
But having this desire, longing for something good, we should then press on and ask what or who or where is this source of goodness?
那就会去到神他自己。
So it will trace back to the source that is God himself.
那所以这也是一个过程来到教会可能最初 并不是为了神而是为了自己。
So this is a process, so you might come to church at first, not really for knowing God, but for your own benefit.
但期望神打开我们的眼睛，就不要一直停留在这样的阶段。
But we pray that God will open our eyes so that we don't remain in this very superficial stage for a long time.
要不然我们就没有心去经历神去经历他这么深刻的去委身给我们每一个。
Otherwise, we will never experience God's complete, total commitment towards us.
那我们也会觉得神要求我们完全的没有保留的委身给他是很苦的一件事情。
Instead, we will feel that, wow, God's requirement for us to commit totally to him is a very painful thing.
因为我们看不见神已经首先爱了我们。
Because we failed to see that God already first loved us.
所以回到我的故事，一开始我来教会的目的就是为了自己的益处。
So back to my story, my experience, I started off going to church for my own benefit.
那目标并不是神。
The goal wasn't God himself.
那我记得在大二的一开学的时候，大学年级开学的时候。
So I remember when I started my second year at university.
那要做实验课。
We had to do some experiments.
那这个实验课之前我就粗心没有记录一些的东西。
And before this particular class, I forgot something important.
那后来我明白到我的粗心会使到我整个学期的课就会当掉。
And only later I found that what I missed out would actually cause me to fail the whole subject.
那就很惨。
And that would be very bad.
所以当时是很多的压力。
So it was very stressful for me.
也不知道怎么做。
And I didn't know what to do.
所以神用这样的经历帮助我谦卑向他祷告。
So God used that experience to humble me so that I would actually come to him in prayer.
所以我就向神祈求，求他怜悯我，帮助我。
So I pray sincerely for God to help me, to show his mercy towards me.
那很奇妙，他就回应了我的祈求。
And very amazingly, he actually responded to my prayer.
那使到我可以不会当掉这个学期这么长的这么多节的这个实验课。
So that I didn't have to fail the whole course just because of that one mistake I made, so because of my callousness.
所以从这个经历，我看到神对我的怜悯跟这份的委身。
So through that experience, I actually deeply sense God's love and commitment towards me.
因为是我自己的错使到我可能很可能要当掉这堂课。
Because it was my own fault that caused me to, you know, almost fail the whole course, this whole subject.
但是神他的恩典来到的时候，帮助我认识到啊，他是这么的爱我。
But when God's grace came upon me, I really got to know how much God loves me.
所以自从大学二年级那个经历之后呢？那我去教会的目标就改变了。
So since that experience, in my second year of university, my goal for attending church changed completely.
不再是去应付我的父母亲。
So it was no longer just to please my parents.
去为了自己的好处。
Or for my own peace of mind, my own benefit.
而是想去认识圣经里面所说的这位神。
But to actually know this God, from the Bible.
就是创造天地的主宰。
This God who is the creator of the whole universe.
那他会有兴趣听我这样的祷告。
This God who would pay attention to me, who would actually listen to my prayer.
那所以也想用自己的例子鼓励大家，若是我们的目标是有偏差，并不是神自己。
So I hope that my experience can encourage all of you. If you realize that the reason for coming to church is not really for God Himself.
那我们要谦卑地来到神的面前，求他光照，求他怜悯。
We need to come before God humbly to ask Him to shine His light upon us.
所以我们可以敏感到他对我们的爱是怎么样子。
So that we can be sensitive to His love.
去明白他对我们的恩典。
To understand His grace towards us,
就是他对我们每一个人没有保留的委身。
And that is His total commitment towards each of us.
那让我总结今天的信息。
So let me summarize, conclude my message today.
那在今天的信息里面，我们明白圣经里面恩典的含义。
So, through today's message, we understand what the biblical definition of grace is.
从耶稣基督的身上，我们看见，恩典的含义是什么？
From the life of our Lord Jesus, we can clearly see what the grace of God is.
那神的恩典对我们就是他完全没有保留的委身。
God's grace towards us is expressed through His total commitment towards us without any reservation.
那我们留意到现今很流行，但是却是错误对神恩典的解释。
And we also spent time looking at the false teaching, the wrong teaching that's popular among today's churches.
就是说到恩典，是很廉价的。
And that is to teach grace that is cheap grace.
那廉价的恩典的第一个错误就是把神的恩典，当作是白白得来的，是不需要任何代价的。
So the first error is that it treats God's grace as something that you don't have to pay any cost, pay any price, and you can just get it freely.
但是这个却不是圣经的教导。
But we already saw that this is not what the Bible teaches.
不论对神还是对人来说，恩典都是代价，都是昂贵的。
Whether it's to God or to man, grace is always costly.
那第二个错误就是我们要小心，不要把得救作为我们的目标。
The second error is that we have to be careful not to make salvation as our own goal.
不要把信神和跟从基督作为我们得到救恩的工具。
Not to make use of God. Not to turn our faith in God or following our Lord Jesus as the means to getting salvation.
那面对神和对待基督。不要对待他们好像对待开关器一样。
So, hope that the way we treat God and the way we treat our Lord Jesus is not like the way we treat the can opener.
就是利用他们可以得到我们所想要的。
Not to just kind of make use of God and Jesus to get what you want.
希望我们可以 去省察我们的心能够有对的目标，就是神他自己。
So pray that we can reflect in our heart, so that we can see clearly what our goal is, whether it's God Himself.
那也求神帮助我们打开我们的眼睛，其实他一直在我们每一个人的生命中去爱着我们，在工作。
And also pray that God will open our eyes so that we can clearly see how much God loves us and actually He's been working in our lives every day.
你相信他是你生命中最爱你的那一位吗？
Do you believe that God is the one who loves you most in your life?
甚至超过你的妻子超过你的家人。
Even more than your wife, more than your spouse or your family.
那也求神怜悯我们，当我们看得清楚的时候，我们就不会害怕去没有保留的回应他。
So pray that when we can see this clearly, we will no longer fear, we will no longer be scared to commit ourselves totally to God.
也可以效法耶稣基督的榜样。
And so that we can imitate the example of our Lord Jesus.
去将自己没有保留的去交给神。
To offer up ourselves to God without any reservation.
也是舍己的这样子去爱身边的人。
And to love other people selflessly.
那今天的信息就到这里。
So this is the end of my message today.
让我们有一个结束的祷告。
So let us pray to conclude today's time together.